You're listening to Creative Thursday, episode number 179. Welcome to Creative Thursday with Marisa Ann Cummings. We're talking all things life, business, and creativity intended to inspire and empower you wherever you are on your creative journey, both personally and professionally. Thank you for listening. Hi, hello, it's Marisa here, coming to you from quarantine time in California. All right, how are you doing? How are you feeling out there? I will give you a quick update on what's happening here. At the moment, I am feeling pretty good because I just finished a live online yoga class with my favorite teacher, Leslie, and it always helps to set my mind right, which is also a very good time to record a podcast for you, especially one. Today, I'm going to talk to you about 15 ways to find peace in quarantine times, or unprecedented times, or extraordinary times, or times where you might just be losing your mind, or feeling cabin fever, or just maybe panicking every so often, losing sleep for a whole bunch of different reasons. I feel you. I'm not saying I maintain a level of peace at all times, by no means, but you know you've been listening to the podcast for a while. I have been working towards finding more ways to find my center more often with consistency. It's really important to me. It's a priority, quarantine or no quarantine, because granted, of course, these are times like no other. This is where every possible trigger that you have somewhere, somehow, is most likely going to be affected. From health, mortality, finances, loss on many levels, it's intense. And I come on here often and I say I'm not trying to gloss over that. And at the same time, I know you come here because I am here to shine a light, share some positivity with you. And it's what I do. It's who I am. It's what I do. It's what helps me to get through. If you want to focus in the other direction of this pandemic, all you have to do is turn on the news and you can definitely just go another direction with this. But today I'm going to share with you some things that have really been helping me in no particular order, and I have them all listed out because here is what happened this week. I started my week writing. I do these notes from the studio. I've been doing that all year. So at the beginning of the month, I send an email to my newsletter friends and email subscribers and friends and students, everyone, art collectors, and I give you a quick update on what's happening, a slice of life, what's coming, what I'm working on, and I try to also share a couple of fun resources with you. But I started writing this and I thought, oh, good Lord, really? Is someone going to read all this? I do have a podcast, so I can just share it with you here. It'll go faster. It will. So without further ado, let me talk to you about some of these habits that, as you know, or if you're meeting me for the first time, hello, but I have been putting these into place for a while, and I'm really glad I did because I can tell that the mental awareness, the consciousness that I've been working on before this happened has really helped me to not freak out too much during this time, but instead lean into what's before us. I think here in California, we're looking at possibly another month of being inside in our homes and maybe longer. And so I have decided to make the most of this time to enjoy and appreciate what I have and what I can accomplish, to be so thankful for the opportunity to do my work in the way that I usually do it, which is just such a gift to be able to share with you here. And maybe, although I've been working in some ways harder than I have all year, just to put a lot of things out there and be present more. And, you know, I added quite a few new podcasts over the last couple of weeks. And so I'm hoping, though, I've reached a place where I would like to go a little bit more inward and really not take this time and fill it with virtual things, like a bunch of virtual meetings and a bunch of virtual connections. I'm just going to allow this to be maybe the reset that I have been looking for. And it's going to take a moment to focus, because what I realized so far in this quarantine is I'm still the same. If I'm busy not in a quarantine and my life is essentially the same, I haven't, you know, my work life, my home work life balance is the same, because I'm just taking more energy and putting it towards work in some ways. And I realized, oh, that's right. You've been learning all of these conscious tools and, well, not learning them more than practicing them more consistently. And simultaneously, you're kind of feeling the same way that you did before this happened around your work. So I made a decision that it's time for it to look different. And maybe this is the opportunity I have to explore that a little bit. We'll see. It is absolutely asking a lot to incorporate new habits during times that are so extraordinary, but I'm going to try. And in the meantime, I'm going to keep all of these ways I find peace in my life now, especially, and beyond. So here are some things, some small intentions, some habits bringing me light in no particular order. Number one, some but not too much news. So I admit I'm definitely watching more news than normal, but I'm doing my best to make it very limited consumption, really just enough to touch base and check in. And also just to check in, because if I'm talking to you and writing to you and thinking of you, I want to be aware of what's going on out there so I can be sure to be addressing it from a place of understanding and awareness. But normally I am not a fan of the news at all. I avoid it as much as possible. I don't think I've watched this much, which is still minimal, I think, in comparison, until this time. But it's okay. I'm all right with it. And I think it's important for me to stay up to date for a lot of reasons, as I'm sure you do too. And the news happens to be one of those places. Number two is regular exercise. Thankfully, Leslie came back and found her way online. She is an online teaching bootcamp success story. I know she'll be coming on the podcast to talk about what this experience has been like for her, especially if you may be listening and thinking about bringing your business online or bringing your teaching online or bringing your in-person teaching online. I know it will be a really fun conversation to tune into. So I just did my regular exercise. It's really helpful because Leslie's teaching live. I notice it's the same effect. I will show up. If I wait to access a recording in a library, which I do as well and was doing beforehand, I might be more likely to push it off. So I appreciate all fitness teachers who are jumping on live right now. It's so helpful. It's a bit surreal to feel like I can't go to our usual studio, but seeing the faces of fellow students in the little Zoom boxes makes me very happy. Not to mention, also it's pretty hilarious, but I'll have to do a quick time. I know I could close the door, but the animals have so much fun when I do yoga. It's like they know that you're doing something good for you and they love it. Any type of fitness. That, or it's also because I'm on the floor and I'm at their level, but they are constantly either standing on me or racing around me or sitting on my yoga blankets. It's ridiculous. And it's fun. It's fun. I mean, people do goat yoga, right? They do. I've never done that, but I'm interested. I'm interested someday when we can be in person or among the goats again. So 3 is morning guided meditation. I have a really wonderful guided meditation I've been listening to since the beginning of the year, and I do take a few moments to listen to that either at the beginning or the end of the day. And then on Monday, it was so nice. I think we're expecting more tomorrow. It was just torrential for Los Angeles rain, and just sitting there listening to that, it was lovely. So I grab moments of silence, or today in Shavasana and yoga, just a few moments of silence wherever I can, whenever I make time for it, quite honestly. That's the truth. Whenever I make time for it, because it's up to me. I'm not leaving the house right now, so I'm sure I could grab some moment of silence somewhere. Number 4, keeping a mostly consistent routine. So we try, Sean has gotten into the flow of the routine because he is home with me also every day, all day. Hey, we're doing fine. We're still together. How are my couples out there? Are you hanging in? We are used to it. And still, you are with someone or your family or your kids, or I have a dear friend who said there are 7 of them. A lot of their grown kids and their kids came home so that they could all help each other out with work. And so I have no idea what your personal arrangement is like, but it is all an adjustment for all of us. So keeping a mostly consistent routine of when we go to sleep, when we get up, when we have our meals. We're on a similar schedule now. When Sean was leaving to teach every day, we're on a similar schedule. He is now putting his online class up. He's going to be another online teaching bootcamp success. Oh my goodness, it's so exciting. I can't wait to share it with you. And he has also promised to come on the podcast and talk about that experience as well. Number 5, getting outside. In between the LA rain, we've had a lot of it this month, thankfully. We've been sitting in the garden for some fresh air, a little sunlight, a little ball playing with Pepita. She loves it. And we're just so thankful to have that space. Oh my goodness. It's just fantastic. And number 6 is making healthy meals. She says after she just had some Cheez-Its. Okay, I'm not talking about snacks. I saw somewhere, was it my friend Bonnie, wrote that she's had more snacks than she's ever had. I feel the same. I'm having a lot of snacks. I'm having a lot of snacks. Oh my goodness. I don't know why snacks just feel like, I guess it's comfort food, I guess. But I am making a point of continuing on with healthy meals. I mean, it's how we usually eat. But I will share, I've heard this from a couple of people who've also had family members go through COVID-19 and come out the other side. I don't hear the mainstream media talking about this. They talk a lot about who may be more susceptible to the virus, but they don't talk about how you might also be able to assist in healing through your diet and inflammation, we know so much about this, or at least in certain circles, we know how inflammation plays a role with your immunity. And knock on wood, I don't know if I've talked about this much, but I have gone through a couple of supported 3-day fasts. I must have talked about this on the podcast. I had to have. And since I've done that over the past couple of years, I have not come down with any cold or any flu or anything like that. I don't want to knock on my wood desk right now to distract you, but I'm hoping to keep that momentum of health going. And I'm not saying it's specifically related to the fast, but the fast is intended to help with inflammation. And then I tend to eat in such a way that Cheez-Its not included in this, but I tend to eat overall in a way that helps or would potentially help lower inflammation in my body. Obviously, nothing's 100%. Gonna have some Cheez-Its sometimes or some Trader Joe's jelly beans perhaps also. Yeah. Some people are very specific about the no sugar, and I understand that too. These conversations happen in communities of certain meal planning communities and people going through health issues. I know a lot of this because I've been through health issues and resolved them with my diet. So I know this isn't just hearsay. I know food and what you consume makes a huge difference. And I think it's really tempting right now to just grab whatever food is around. And I don't blame anyone for that at all. Or I mean, blame is really wrong. Judge anybody for that. I'm just suggesting that if you can take care of yourself in this way, I encourage you to do so, to make those meals. It's also really fun. And simultaneously, look, I know it's getting hard to even get food delivered here. So we're running out, trying to grab as many groceries as we can and make it last as long as we can. And so these are definitely very, very unusual times, but this really helps me to take care of my food and the meals that we eat as a family. Number 7, longer video and phone calls to check in with friends and family. I don't know about you, but it's been really fun to just take more time to connect. A lot of times I am just leaving moments open to really connect in that way. And it's just been nice. We've talked to my family in Germany. We've been talking to Sean's family and my family, and I have been having a couple of Zoom calls with friends, which is really fun, which I've done in the past, but now this is the only way we can connect for the moment. So it's especially wonderful. And I've even noticed that business meetings have gone on a little bit longer. It's as if we appreciate having contact with one another more, even more. Yeah, so that's number 8, is having video play dates with friends in my industry where we can also check in, talk shop, and we make plans and collaboration ideas to support our communities. I'm going to be a guest speaker in a couple of communities. I'm having guest speakers. I invite you to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already so you don't miss the next few episodes. We'll be with really wonderful guests that I can't wait to share with you. So that's all. It's really fun and truly enjoyable. And we have this technology. And I have to just say, I wish everyone who just found out about Zoom would stop putting it down and putting fear in the minds of everyone. The reason people can Zoom bomb you is because you did not enable a private waiting room or add a passcode. I have used Zoom nonstop for years. Never happened to me. It's not like people are just hacking into your meeting. As far as I understand, it is because you didn't know to enable a waiting room, which is a preference that you select when you set up your meeting, or the person who is hosting the meeting must do that. And you can have passcodes for extra security, but when you enable a waiting room, you can see who's joining, and no one can join unless you let them in, which means if you're running a meeting or you've already started something like a yoga class, perhaps, you can't just jump into it. So everyone, settle down. Please don't spread misinformation about a tool that is a really powerful quality tool. I've never noticed that before, how just one thing. Of course I've noticed that. What am I talking about? I've been on the inside of this, and just watching how this has blown up with misinformation makes me wonder, how often does this happen? Maybe a lot. So just double check before you start grabbing hold of everybody's messaging everywhere, and double check for yourself, but I've never, ever had a problem with it. So Zoom is still a tool I continually use and recommend. I'm sure more will be coming if you're not comfortable for whatever reason, but just know why you're not comfortable and know the specifics about that. Okay, I'm off my Zoom rant and on to number 9, supporting small businesses and help initiatives every week. So there are food banks that are receiving donations. I mean, so many places that you could put a small investment or a bigger investment if you can do that to help during this time. And I know it's so tempting to put a freeze on spending as a small business. I talked about this a little bit with Claire last week. But as a small business, I also know how much it means to receive an order. Thank you so much to my students and my art collectors who are still purchasing art from me. It's incredibly appreciated. Absolutely. I know you know this, especially now. I can't thank you enough. And what I've been doing is try to pass that on and resist my own urge to put a freeze on spending. And I've been selecting, you know, a restaurant. All our restaurants are closed in LA, but some, especially some, were set up good for them to be doing takeout. And so I like to support them. And of course, I'm so thankful for the meal being delivered. And then I like to support makers or find a fund I can contribute to. So even if it's a small order or a donation, I really enjoy having the opportunity to do that. And I'm also making a point to continue investing in my education with my mentors. I see it as one of my top priorities right now and doing my best to continue, because I don't want to be navigating these times in the dark, and I really want the support and all the learning I can continue to get right now so that I can be prepared and focused and ready to welcome the new economy that is truly being built, unfolding as I record this. It's happening. It's a game on, it's shifting, and it's coming. And the people who are already entrepreneurs and used to shifts and changes in their business and are ready and willing to pivot and make adjustments, they're on it. It's happening. So number 10, how focusing on all the ways that I can support you more. So whether that's bringing you joy through sharing more of my art, bringing you some insight, hopefully through this podcast, some knowledge, some extra resources, creative inspiration, and more opportunities to connect as a community during this time, obviously, especially online or only online. But when I put my focus on you, I've talked about this a little bit before when all of this started to unravel, it really helps me as well. It takes some of the attention off of me and my mind and my stresses and my possible problems that I'm worrying about, these future problems, and I just it just helps diffuse all of that. It's such a wonderful tool at any time. Just think about how you can support someone else and it instantly shifts your perspective. Number 11 is to plan for that new normal. So where I was saying game on, we're going. I'm one of those people because I've been an entrepreneur long enough to know I can recognize when shifts are coming. In the past, I would second guess it. I wouldn't always trust my intuition. And because I've made that mistake before, I'm not doing it this time. I'm leaning all the way in and I'm prepared and I'm ready. I have already built a lot of the infrastructure to support where I want to go, and I'm really thankful that the timing worked out that way. I'm really thankful that I have this podcast in place and that I can talk to you. And if you are here every week, thank you so much for listening. Then I know that this is meaningful for you right now. And, you know, I say it a million times, I'm tuning into my podcasters. I'm tuning into my Howard Stern and Robin, even if they're on Zoom. I do love my Anderson Cooper, the cat, and I've been watching The Journalist more than I usually do. But we find comfort in consistency with the voices that we trust and turn to, and I'm really thankful that I can be here and share with you, and I hope that it makes a difference for you. I know, again, how much it's making a difference for me to tune into all my familiars everywhere on all the channels. I love, by the way, all these late night show hosts who are recording from Zoom or something from their home, from their phones. Their kids are drawing their graphics. Jimmy Fallon. Oh my goodness. It's so fun. And doesn't it? This was something that I'll give a shout out to Nadia, who is in online teaching bootcamp and she's in the Expansive Artist with me. She was saying how watching people who normally have such high production value really gave her a little extra boost of permission to film her own online classes. She is going to be another online teaching bootcamp success story. I'm so excited for her. But it's true. I heard someone saying television is probably going to change. I mean, what is this going to change for us? What is this going to make possible for us? I always invite you to keep that in mind when you're feeling like that's a thought you can invite into your space, then I encourage you to do so. So planning for the new normal in business and what's coming next, that's what I'm doing. I'm getting ready for a long day tomorrow, hours of learning with one of my mentors, and I'm really looking forward to it. On Zoom, by the way, not going anywhere. Okay. And I just mentioned this already, but number 12, tuning into inspiring leaders, podcasters, mentors, spiritual teachers. I've totally been tuning back into Eckhart Tolle. Sean and I listened to the online broadcast. It was broadcast on TV, but it was like an online class. The first time that we saw people Skyping on, and there was no Zoom yet, with Oprah, the whole new earth. I think you can listen to the entire series on her Super Soul Sunday podcast. And he has been coming on to address the current climate. And it's been very soothing for me. I adore him. He's just so gentle and still and just being in the presence. I put that pause in there in honor of him. He will just pause and allow stillness to happen. And it's really, it's funny how you go, oh, wait, did he mean to say something? But it's actually very refreshing when we do that. So just listening to him. I've been listening to him before I go to sleep and it's very, very calming. So I've been tuning into a lot of different people who inspire me, help me stay connected. The ones who encourage strength and encourage leadership at this time and courage, and, you know, they remind me, as I just did here, to look for the beautiful possibilities to come, to remember that this will pass. If you are listening to this someday in the future, you will know that is true. And just really, really help keep me centered. I'm not doing this by myself. That is for sure. I'm tuning in to the places that offer support for me, including Sean. Really thankful to have him here with me as well. Number 11. Oh no, number 13 was going backwards. You're like, oh no, Marisa, you said 15. It can't be more. I promise it won't be more. Number 13, tuning into favorite comedians. Speaking of, I loved watching Jimmy Fallon and Adam Sandler. I love listening to Howard's interviews. They are really fun. And I love Howard and Robin's interaction. I always enjoy them. And Sirius Radio is offering Sirius Radio for free through May. So if you aren't currently a Sirius subscriber, you can totally tune in. There are so many shows there, and there are, I haven't tried it yet, there are radio stations that are just music for working from home, and I keep meaning to. I'll let you know if I check those out. And number 14, oh, watching Netflix, of course. Okay, seriously, have any of you seen, do you watch Ozark? Have you seen season 3? No spoiler alerts. Other than if you cannot handle darkness or violence, this is not the show for you. If you were a fan of Breaking Bad, though, and you haven't seen this yet, this is absolutely the show for you. And it is super intense. Super intense. Oh my goodness. But it's very distracting. Very mentally distracting in a different way. We're balancing the shadow side, the dark side, with Eckhart Tolle in the spiritual side. That's how we roll over here. Okay, number 15. Woohoo! One of my favorites. One of my mentors recently was saying, what can you give yourself during this time that maybe you haven't made space for up until now? And I recognized in response to that question that for me, it is art. And I maybe sound like a broken record at this point where I keep meaning to make it a daily practice. And it hasn't come together because I felt that I could be the most helpful through sharing knowledge with you. And so my energy has gone there, creating opportunities to work with me on all different levels and different ways, and also, you know, free opportunities like this to tune into the podcast or join me on live broadcasts. But if I'm being really honest with you, it's because I feel new styles coming forth, and I felt a little resistance about committing to developing that. I'll revisit that commentary shortly, but it's for a couple of reasons. But I've gotten notes back recently telling me how much my art is bringing joy. And I didn't tell you at the top of this podcast, but just yesterday I sewed my first ever mask for my face here in Los Angeles. My LA friends, please follow the guidelines. I know it feels weird. The rebellion in me, the rebellious side, instantly thought, what? Masks? There was a lot of confusion as to whether they help or not, but they're discovering that 50%, I think I heard recently, of the population does not have symptoms, but maybe carrying the virus. And so it's really to protect someone else if you happen to be one of those people, and it's just a no-brainer. It's about you helping protect someone else's health, someone else's life. And it's just becoming a new fun fashion trend. And I was able to tap into my fabric stash, and oh my God, I had so much fun sewing, and I made so many mistakes. Christine, I hope you're not listening, my sewing teachers. It had been a while. Once I got it figured out, it was like getting back on the horse, riding a bike, whatever metaphor you want to use. And it really was entirely so much fun. And it may be that we're going to wear them anyway when we go back out. Who knows? But I think masks are going to be a thing. And in LA now, we are required to wear them. And I appreciate that it's been requested, because when you do go out and you're wearing them and other people just aren't, because I don't know, because what? They don't think they don't have to. Just do it, okay? Everyone, just stay home, wear the mask. It's going to help us move through all of this time easier. And this is about coming together as a global community. This isn't one for themselves. This is the power of community and togetherness, and we are helping each other by staying connected and taking action in this way together. It doesn't work if just one person is doing it, and it seems like it's working. Okay, there's my rant on the mask. I thoroughly enjoyed making it. It brought me so much joy, and I don't know why I even have to remind myself that it's so important for my mental well-being. And I know that it makes a difference sharing it with you. I had someone stop me in the store and ask me if I could start making masks for her family. It does take a little bit longer, I heard, even for my experienced sewers. It can take about an hour, depending on how detailed your mask is. So I do not currently have plans of going into production on them, but I am honored. And you never know, though. You never know. In a week or two, I could be full on mask production using my beautiful fabric that now I just want to design fabric again. I loved working with it. So more art for Marisa. And when I have been making art, I did work on a really large painting this weekend. So I've been squeezing it in there. I just really want to do it every day. And it's coming. It is coming. I sense the shifts, and it's taking a moment to unravel from a former pre-COVID-19 to trying to go with the flow and acclimate to a during COVID-19. And we don't know what post is going to look like, but we don't have to right now. We just have to take one day at a time. You know, when I really feel, when I feel like I'm crawling out of my skin, I'm anxious, I'm wanting assurance on the health of my loved ones and a crystal ball, maybe perhaps, to see into the future of my finances and my small business sustainability. I want to be out in the world again with people I care about, and it just all feels really intense. I take a deep breath and I remember to appreciate what I have in this moment, especially if that's my health and the health of my loved ones and a beautiful space that I can be still in during this time and create in. And then I just remember to take it one day at a time. I accept, as Eckhart Tolle said, the present moment as if I had chosen it. And we typically think of choosing a moment as something we want. So when you think about having chosen this moment, what within it can you find or recognize that you actually want? And I know a number of people are enjoying the downtime and the rest. There's been a lot of busyness for a very, very long time. And I wonder if this will add some subtle shift to how we prioritize our time. Speaking of, I thank you so much for being with me today. Look for some fun guest conversations, inspiring guest conversations coming soon. Take good care, my friends. Stay healthy. Wear your masks. Wear your masks. Stay comfy, cozy inside. I'm sending you lots of love and good health and wellness all around. Thank you for listening, and until next time, friends. Creative Thursday is recorded and produced by me, Marisa. You can find all things Creative Thursday at creativethursday.com and creativethursdaycourses.com. And hey, did I mention I'm bringing back my blog? Hopefully, I got up a post in time for this episode. but I will be sharing more again in that way and connecting the podcast to it as well. So I may be posting these episodes there in the future. So stay tuned for all of that and then some. And be sure to hit subscribe until then to get the newest episodes as soon as they drop. I have a lot of plans coming and guests and stories and more. So thank you again for listening, and I'll be back soon.